Shin Mem Hei Sif Dalet. Choyim Shavikoisle, Roshus HaYochid, Shaklapi Roshus HaYochid, Heim Roshus HaYochid. But if you have a hole in the wall, and the hole is facing Roshus HaYochid. What does that mean, facing Roshus HaYochid? It means that even if it's open to Roshus HaRabim also, because it's a hole going from one side to the other side, even so, since it's open to the Shus HaYochid, we treat it as the Shus HaYochid. And therefore, if you have something in this hole, you're not allowed to take it out of that hole into the Shus HaRabim. You are allowed to take it from the hole into the Shus HaYochid. The question also is, how high up does this hole have to be? In other words, if we look at the hole as being something on top of a wall, because the wall underneath it ends where the hole starts. So there may be room to say that it's only if the wall is 10 tefachim tall, but the hole is below 10 tefachim, that's not considered Shus HaYochid. The Mishnah Berurah says that since the Mechab does not differentiate where it is, it's mashma that any hole in the wall, since it's surrounding the Shus HaYochid, is considered tefach to the Shus HaYochid, and therefore that's its status. Says the Rabbah, v'im hem klapi chutz ve'enim oivim klapi fnim. If they're just open to the outside and not to the inside, then you don't look v'gvon v'roichvon. Then we treat them according to the dimensions. So if it's 10 tefachim and the hole is 4x4, so 10 tefachim high 4x4 is like a mound, and independently it's considered Shus HaYochid. If it's less than 10 tefachim, that'll be only Carmelis, etc., etc., as we will learn later on.